God loves us, and we need to share his heart. He said, verse 4 again, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" Now, when I see God being good to people that did worse than me, I know it's going to be good for those that never left the kingdom of God. Because God is good, folks. And I'm glad that they're going to... I've seen people falling in hell. I've seen this. I don't like it. I want to do something. But of myself, I can't. If I yield to the Lord, I can. I can become covenant appropriate in any situation. Verse 5. "But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasures up to thyself wrath against the day of wrath, and revelation of the righteousness of God." Now this is following verse 4, of course. "Who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, wrath, tribulation, and anguish upon every soul of man which doeth evil, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of God of persons with God." See, if the Jew was supposed to introduce God, they should be first. And also the Gentile. God didn't leave us out. "For there is no respect of person." I'm glad that he didn't. Verse 12. "For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. As many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not a law, not the law, are a law unto themselves." Did you know, I believe among every Gentile nation, God had prophets there. They just didn't know the depths of it, but some people actually had a relationship with the Lord. You know, but there was so much seduction around them. And some people managed to not get involved with it. You know, Gideon heard the two men talking about the dream he had. Balaam glorified God in a lot of ways in his speech and dialogue. But see, the darkness that was surrounding them, they couldn't counter it. They needed Jesus to be able to counter it. Now we got Jesus to counter it. So when you're saved, you're born again, you're linked to God through Christ. And we have the advantage that Jesus has. We have authority over darkness now. Balaam, he didn't understand that. You know, God winked at sin in those days, but now we got to repent. We've been given Jesus. We've been given the word. We've been given instruction. And we're going to be judged by all this greatness that we've been given. He said, "In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel." Let's see. Did I read verse 15? He said, verse 14. "For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts." And that's a circumcised heart right there. Especially when you believe on Jesus. But that's the good heart. He said, "which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile, accusing or excusing one another." Now, as when I was when I first got saved, and I kind of understood that. I found that in Scripture, and I said, that's what I understood. So I must have understood it by the love of God and by the Spirit. Verse 16, "And in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel, behold, thou art called a Jew and rest in the law and make yourself boast of God and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide to the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, and instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest not thyself. Thou that preachest a man should not steal, doest thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, doest thou commit adultery, and abhorrest idols? Doest thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thou boast of the law through the breaking of the law, dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among you, the Gentiles through you, as it is written. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. There we go. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. For the circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the law, keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? Shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter of circumcision doest transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, or a child of God, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not of the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. When you have spiritual understanding, and it's real, and you stick with it, and you love God, see, all the parables that we share, people love like God loves. That's the theme. If you love like God loves, you love who God loves, which is everybody. If a person do bad and you are upset with them, and now they're turning to God to do good and get right with God, that's what we want. But when people despise that, they also despise God too. You can't despise man without despising God. That's the problem. And you can't love man without loving God. You can't love God without loving man. So, when just the real prodigal son was the older son. The other one stopped being a prodigal son. He stopped being a wild child. And he got his mind right. He got his heart right. He came back like a man and repented. And his father received him with rejoicing. Just like he does those that come out of darkness or came in the light, went in the darkness, and came back. So I'm rejoicing with people. But I've heard so many people, you know, the way of truth is evil spoken of. And there are men of God, especially ones on TV. You know, there are people who keep up mess. There are people on YouTube that used to be in ministries and they publish stuff about people on YouTube because they think they're doing good. But you know, I don't watch those kind of videos because I don't believe in slander. If you follow anybody around, somewhere they're going to miss it. And it can seem true. But see, if a root of bitterness starts in a person, then they start looking for stuff. It always happens. And if a person do something they shouldn't do, or if they make a comment, they take it the wrong way, then they publish it. The way of truth is evil spoken of. And then people that would have went to the Bible college or watched them on TV, they're hindered from doing that. They didn't know not to listen to them. Now they got to give an account for all the people who give them a like, and you know, it gets messy. So the thing is, that's why God said judge not. You're going to take somebody's slanderous word and run with it? Now, I've heard men that people have slandered. I don't care who slanders who. I don't slander people and I don't receive slander as truth. Jesus said, Isaiah told us that Jesus didn't judge by the seeing of the eye or the hearing of the ear, but with righteous judgment shall he make judgments. A person can slander you and make it look true. And everybody who hear it, they'll think it's stupid not to believe it. And they'll run with it. And they'll send those YouTube videos, Facebook tales, and whatever. And it's too late. Once you do it, you did it. But see, when you share God's heart, you don't want to see people hurt. You want, when the prodigal son comes home with his mind right, you rejoice with him. You go get in the party. You don't stand outside mad at the father for giving him a party. A lot of Christian people are no different. And a lot of people have done the same deeds as Pharisee. But when we're circumcised in the heart, when we're sincere, we know how things are in this life. We know what it is to be human. We know what it is to be influenced by the world. We've tasted it. We've heard it. We've seen it. We've smelled it. And then when people decide, hey, I'm going to follow God, now you rejoice with them. And if you can be a blessing to somebody, you do it. Sometimes I am in a hurry, but then somebody might come over wanting to talk. And they have ears to hear. And the Lord give me, I just take time. I still got stuff to do, but I take time with them. Because that could be a turning point. And that's important. And God bless, and I pray for that. I pray for it. Because the people that you touch and the people that you help, once they get linked to the Father like they're supposed to be, or once they're strengthened, just like Peter, Satan tried to he tried to sift his mind as wheat. But Jesus said, I pray for you, Peter, and when you're strengthened, strengthen your brother. Well, guess what? If you say something that helps others and they get stronger, that affects everybody they're going to meet from that point on. And when we're equipped in the things of God, we can do better. When you're circumcised in the heart, you can take advantage of time. Now, let me look. I promised to show you the one about time that I saw. And then I'll close, if God's willing. You know, I try to do all this in one broadcast, but sometimes I can't. I think it was verse 16. Here it is. Verse 16. When the Lord told me, I said, what are we going to call this, Lord? He said, timing. I said, okay. I said, you sure? I said, how does time fit? Verse 16 says, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. See, the day, timing. Now, let me go back a little bit further. Verse 14. We'll go from 14 to 16. For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law. Now, who told them? How did they know this without the law? But they did. All right, these Gentiles, these having not the law, are a law unto themselves. Wow, is that possible, says the Jew? Yes, it is. All right, they do the things. These having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts. They show it. Their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Yesterday's broadcast called timing. There are people that you would have thought they didn't know what they know. And there are people that you thought they knew better than they actually did. All these things will be real. Will be revealed. And those things were said because time is continually going forward. And see, when the judgment happens, the timing that God chooses to rapture his people You know, that's also called the fullness of time. It's going to be done in a way that's going to expose to everybody a real-time snapshot of truth. Everybody God take, he should have took. And everybody he left, there are reasons he left them. Some were like the sinners that came to hear and get out of this world alive. And some were like the Pharisees who despised the redemption of others. And then that, and see, the timing of God, since it's going to happen without warning, the kind of warning that we get is just like our messages like these. Jesus said those things not only so that the sinners would know that the kingdom of God will welcome them in, but also that it exposes the reality of the darkness of the Pharisees, which is religious counter. That's a counterfeit, or that's a religious counter. That Satan always has a counter to what God really does. So he exposing the fact that they've entered into a religious counter instead of an authentic relationship with God, so that they can repent. Just like the prodigal son that left, they saw that the elder brother should be receptive, just like God is. And they know that they broke the law somewhere. All of them did. But see, if you don't get rid of the leaven, you won't repent. And it don't take but a little to mess you up. You have to get rid of all forms of leaven. If you're believing God for your healing, you got to get rid of the leaven of doubt. You got to get rid of the worry, the frustration of not knowing, or the uncertainty. You get those things are leaven. Get rid of it. If God didn't create it, it don't belong in you. Fear, doubt, unbelief, just like witchcraft, fornication, adultery, it don't belong. Shouldn't be. Shouldn't even exist in nowhere in the kingdom of God. And see, in the new heaven and new earth, it won't exist. There won't be any darkness. There won't be any sin anymore, ever. And so the Lord is not going to make, he told me this, he said that not one mistake would be made. He also said, when I rapture my people, people on earth will be looking for their people, and people in heaven will be looking for their people. And sometimes they'll find each other. So that's good if they're in heaven, but bad if they're on earth. Timing. Time is happening. And we need to be ready. So when Jesus come, not only will we go with him, we'll take others with us as we go. Now consider these things. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our wonderful Lord.